I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. We know young refugees are especially susceptible to radicalization when they feel a loss of hope and purpose in their lives. Extremist groups know this too, but Christian ministries are stepping in and speaking hope into the lives of young refugees. Dale Dielman with 10 Schools International says one thing they do is support Computer Lab's job training, but it's more than that. It's also an avenue into conversations about the gospel. Find the full details and learn how to help at missionnews.org and AMG International's Damaris House, a Christian home for women recovering from human trafficking, is celebrating its one-year anniversary. International's Bill Passon says human trafficking is a growing problem in Greece, so they're stepping into the need, providing women with a safe place to stay while they get their lives back. Head to missionnews.org to learn how you can help this ministry as they act out the gospel to these women. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Todd Morris.